We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome on crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, we were originally going to talk about this power grid attack in North Carolina. I'm sure we'll get to that, but I have to ask you about this prisoner swap deal between the U.S. and Russia. WNBA star Brittany Griner will be released, and so will arms dealer Victor Bout, nicknamed the Merchant of Death. Your initial impression, is this a surprise to you?
No. You know, and it's always great to get Americans back that have been wrongfully imprisoned wherever they might be. But separating that success or victory from releasing Victor Bout, I don't know that I don't like, only because he's an international arms dealer that has caused so much death and destruction around the world because of who he would sell arms to, which is pretty much anybody. And, you know, I'm sure the federal government had their own reasons for doing this. And, you know, it's unknown to me, you know, how Victor Bout will fit back into Russia. But, you know, who knows what Putin might do with that. But the short answer is I do have concerns about him being released, but clearly great that she got released.
When it comes to these types of deals, a prisoner swap situation, yeah. I was always under the impression that this was something the government did not like the idea of because it might encourage foreign police, foreign nations to imprison Americans with this idea that they could go about doing this. I mean, now, do they have that idea about famous Americans?
Well, there's always a bad side to doing certain things, and that clearly would be one of them. However, I think that you cannot keep people in prison, wrongfully in prison, and not try to get them out for fear of somebody else being kidnapped. It is a problem. But I mean, let's face it, Brian, the idea that if you're sort of predisposed or think about doing that, it's kind of like, you know, mass shooters that see another mass shooting that you and I talk about. Well, it isn't because you and I are talking about it. It's because they were already predisposed and they think, oh, now I may sort of go ahead and act on that because, you know, for whatever reason. So, there is no easy answer to this, and there is downsides, obviously, in doing it. But we'll continue to do it just like other countries, and we'll do it with rogue countries. Because that's how we get people back.
One more question on this, and that is, I'm wondering how people, you know, this is hitting the headlines, and I'm reading about it online, and it's almost treated like a sports trade. And that's how people are looking at this situation. When it comes to the government, do they look at it simply as we are doing whatever it takes to bring an American home, or is there some of that sports trade mentality, is this person worth that person, that goes on in that decision-making process?
Well, there's always that. I wouldn't use the term sports trade, but I would say that did they look at the pros and cons? In other words, would we release just anybody to get Brittany Griner or anybody else back? The answer is no. I think, you know, obviously Victor Bout is a big deal, but in their minds, they must believe that it's worth it to do it. You know, maybe they think he's diminished in what he can do at this point. I have no idea. But, you know, it's kind of like, Brian, you have to take morality out of the formula here because it's really about people's lives and, you know, getting people back here that need to be back here. And releasing somebody like Victor Bout, I think, is a bitter pill.
Brad, on this attack in North Carolina on the power grid, the idea that somebody can so simply, it seems like, take down power for such a huge amount of people, 40,000 people, with just something as simple as firing shots at a power station. It's scary.
Right. If you think about the United States, it's basically a hodgepodge of private and government entities that control the power grids in their particular jurisdiction, like whatever you have in Buffalo, that entity would it controls the power. It runs the substations. It has a lot to do with the high voltage transmission lines that you see perhaps around the city or maybe outside the city. And all of that stuff then in reality becomes the entity of the of that utility to provide physical security. And we shouldn't forget cybersecurity, because some of this stuff, you could shut down these systems if you knew what you were doing from a cyber standpoint. So it is a huge problem. There are studies that suggest that if you took out 9 strategic high voltage transmission locations, you could shut down the power in the entire country for a period of time. So I think what people need to know is, it's a super vulnerable system. We haven't adequately protected it, and we can't survive without it. You just can't stop having electricity because people would perish. We can't move gas, we can't move oil, we can't move water, we can't feed animals, we can't do anything. I mean, it's really a sort of a dark picture.
And, you know, maybe in some states, including New York, you can't heat your home or run any appliances with some of the new rules coming out. And Brad, right. We all remember that great East Coast blackout so many years ago, and right. We thought we were doing work to improve things. It doesn't sound like things have really improved.
No. In fact, there's an attack in, I think I mentioned it in a write-up, in 2013 outside San Jose, where gunmen, and I think it's probably more than one, shot for 20 minutes into, it was a large number, 160 rounds. They took out 17 transformers and just about shut down all the power for the Silicon Valley. And that case is not solved. And that's almost 10 years ago. So, yes, could it be done? Could it be done every day? The answer is yes. Are we prepared to deal with it? And the answer collectively is no.
Brad, thank you. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, former FBI agent, joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.